There are allegations of a new kind of crime outbreak in the regional jail in Harrisonburg, Virginia. A condiment spree. Rockingham County Sheriff Donald Farley is just fed up with inmates taking and often discarding too many tiny packets of mayonnaise and mustard in the cafeteria. So now, convicts are paying not only for their crimes, but their ketchup, $1.50 for 10 packets. The jail is hoping to save about $10,000 a year. Sheriff Farley joins us from Harrisonburg. Sheriff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And what's the idea of charging men who are, if I might put it this way, already charged and convicted?
Well, it came to my mind about 2 months ago when I was up watching our trash being taken out of the jail. We have a jail. We run about 300, 330 inmates, which is kind of a medium-sized jail for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was on that day we were had hot dogs for lunch, and I just saw dozens upon dozens of packets of ketchup and mustard just being thrown out. We can't pick those out of the trash, wash them off, and put them on another tray if they weren't used. It's trash. And I started looking at how much we were spending on condiments, and it was an average of about $13,000 a year. So with that, I came to the conclusion with the budget crunches that everyone's facing now, any way that we can save a few dollars, we're going to.
So cost is one consideration, and I guess undergirding that, not to put words in your mouth, is the idea that condiments are a kind of, it sounds ridiculous under the circumstances, but luxury in a way that food isn't.
Exactly. This is not the comment that I've used to some of the inmates that were upset with me as I walked through the jail. I just told them that you're not staying at the Holiday Inn and you're not going to be treated that way. I want to treat inmates fairly. I want to treat them humanely. But when they get out of this place, I want them to think, hey, if I want to have ketchup, I don't have to ask anybody. I don't have to pay the extra for it. I can go to my refrigerator and get it, and they can enjoy that luxury. Here in jail, that's something that they shouldn't expect.
What about things like butter, salad dressing, milk with their coffee or cereal?
Yeah, we're still, you know, that's something I'm looking at, and I haven't taken that step yet. This is the first step that I've taken with it. There could be other cost-cutting factors that I'm going to do here in the future, but I just haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm. To some people, the whole idea of a hot dog is getting mustard.
You know, that's true, and some people would rather have coleslaw with their hot dog, and some people would just rather have the hot dog. And the way I look at it, I need to make sure that they receive the proper amount of nutrients for their nutritional value each day, and I will meet that standard, but I'm not going to do a whole lot extra to exceed it.
Yeah. Sheriff, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Donald Farley, County Sheriff and condiment conservationist at the Regional Jail in Harrisonburg, Virginia.